This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Johnson single dose vaccinations from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Those who choose the Moderna vaccination will have the opportunity to schedule their second dose at the clinic. The clinic will be by appointment only. The online sign up will include a required consent form and additional information. Participants are asked to complete the consent form in advance of their appointment. The clinics will have approximately 350 doses available. The number of doses may be extended should demand create a need. An announcement regarding the clinic being open to the public will be made on Millikan University's website and social media channels. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowToCater.com.
At least 23 dead with dozens hurt in Mexico City. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. An overpass collapsed with a train crossing over it. One of the people hurt had been trapped in a car under debris.
Mexico City's mayor says children were among those killed and injured in the crash, which happened late yesterday along an elevated section of the metro. About 70 others were hurt when the train plunged into a busy street 16 feet below the overpass. One car dangled off the side for hours while rescuers searched it for anyone who might be trapped.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Opening the door a little more, the Biden administration announces it's raising the cap on refugees allowed into the country to 62,500 a year.
President Biden on the campaign trail as a candidate during the presidential election promised that we would be raising the cap next fiscal year. The goal would be 125,000, up from 15,000 during the Trump era levels. However, the president made the announcement he's going to do about half of that this fiscal year. He put out a statement to the American people announcing the refugee cap was increased. He said in part, quote, "This erases the historically low number set by the previous administration of 15,000, which did not reflect America's values as a nation that welcomes and supports refugees."
Fox's David Spunt. The Supreme Court hears one more case this morning.
As they've done since last year, justices will consider arguments via telephone. The final scheduled oral argument of this session centers on sentences for low-level drug offenses. But work is not done. The court is expected to hand down orders and opinions through June. Cases still left unresolved include the latest challenge from conservative-led states to the Affordable Care Act, and a case about whether the NCAA is illegally capping education benefits for student-athletes. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says all local coronavirus restrictions are now suspended and illegal under executive order as of July 1st. America's listening to Fox News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797.
Congressman Charlie Crist announces he's running for governor of Florida again, saying in a video message,
"Florida should be a place where hard work is rewarded, justice is equal, and opportunity is right in front of you. That is the Florida for all, and that's why I'm running for governor."
He was governor as a Republican from 2007 to 2011, later becoming an independent, now a Democrat. He was elected to Congress in 2016. More Asian Americans are attacked in New York City. Police are looking for a woman who hit an Asian woman in the head with a hammer near Times Square. Another woman was pushed waiting for a subway train in Brooklyn. She has minor injuries. So does a 15-year-old boy attacked in Queens. There are 3 arrests in that case. Some cities are making it easier for homebound people to get coronavirus vaccines.
This is House Call for Health. People who can't leave their homes makes it a challenge to get a coronavirus vaccination. But that's why some cities are working on bringing the vaccine to them. Like in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where EMS workers like Bill Carver have been doing home shots.
It makes me feel good because it's getting them what they need and it gets us closer to normal again.
It's happening in Trenton, New Jersey, too. Dr. Adela Amos Lopez is the Trenton Health and Human Services Director.
We have quite a few that are blind, quite a few are bedridden. Many are confined to like a wheelchair and they need a cane to walk.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
people with pools may be paying a little more to keep them clean this summer.
During the pandemic, there's been a huge increase in people installing pools in their backyards. But on top of high demand, a major fire at a chemical plant in Louisiana happened last August. And unfortunately, that fire destroyed about 80% of the nation's supply of chlorine. Many retailers are trying to import chlorine from foreign vendors, and many stores have begun to limit how much chlorine shoppers can buy. And of course, with less supply and higher demand, those prices have skyrocketed.
Elizabeth Fry with Fox 13 Tampa Bay. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got some showers and a high near 60. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, mainly up until 10 p.m. It'll be cloudy to start the evening out and then gradually clearing up with a low around 43. And then for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 64. And Thursday, 50% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. And your WSOY time is 8:06. This look at your weather is brought to you by Land of Lincoln Credit Union.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, May 4th edition of Buyers and Company. Tony Holley will join us from the Community Foundation. Nick and I will get into that whole May the 4th be with you thing. How are you going to celebrate today? And then people's opinions on everything. We'll get into that next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday. The rain hasn't started yet, but it sure looks like it's about to. Then we have, did you say sunshine tomorrow?
We've got sunshine tomorrow, 64 for the high.
All right. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
It's not that bad?
No. It's like, you know, days and hours here. The weather, you might see the sun poke out for just a minute, and then you might get showers. You might get it for a whole day. It's kind of touch and go.
All right. I think it's great. I'm super excited about tomorrow. I feel like this spring, now clearly last night was the outlier. I mean, we haven't had a lot of tornadoes or that kind of thing, but it's been a lot of wind and a lot of rain.
Yeah, I like the wind, not the rain. And I think, aren't we supposed to get cicadas this spring too, right?
They're supposed to drop sometime this month.
I'm seeing signs of it in my yard. I'm thinking that's what I'm seeing, little holes.
Okay. I don't know. Listen, I'm not an expert on cicadas. I feel like every year there's some sort of hatching of some kind of 10-year thing that, like, I mean, I don't know how many different varieties there are. I can't keep track of all of it. I don't really mind the sound from afar.
Right. From afar.
Meaning if there are, like, woods nearby or something, you know. I can remember times where you couldn't even walk on sidewalks because of all of the carcass.
Yeah, they ruined my sandbox.
They're different sizes, you know, and they're very creepy looking things, and they're noisy and annoying. I don't know even what the window is. We got to get some sort of expert on it.
Yeah, we do. And there, you remember the other day you were talking about, you went somewhere and the office where it looked like life had just ceased. You know, everything was still in its place as you left it. Cicadas will get out of their shell or their skin as they're climbing a tree, as they're, so you see a lot of their last motion there, and which is very creepy as well. Little action shots.
Yes. Now I saw a story of an interesting byproduct of the cicadas, and if you go down to the southern part of Illinois, there's a big park down there, and there's other areas that evidently, and we have copperheads down in that portion of the state, and cicadas are like a huge snack to them. And so the cicadas means that you got to be extra careful when you're down there on roads and everything else, because these copperheads come out in bulk to feed off the cicadas. So now you got two of the things I hate the most, all in one story.
I don't ever need to go to that park. Never.
It's not just a bar. I mean, it's they exist in they're called eastern copperheads, I believe. They're mainly found in the southern third part of the state of Illinois, but they're extra out there when it comes to cicada season. So there you have it.
All right, I learned something.
Can we put anything else in that story that would make it more horrible? I mean, is there anything else you could add to go?
Bees.
Ugh.
Bees.
All right, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Tony Holly joins us from the Community Foundation this morning. Tony, I hope you're having a great start to your week and staying dry. Good to have you with us this morning.
Great to be here, and, you know, happy May 4th, but also today, guys, is Happy Young Leaders in Action Day. May 4th proclamation last night. So we got to celebrate both holidays and give it equal time.
Absolutely. So what was the official proclamation?
So last night, the city council, and it was great being up there with these young people again. I mean, they're probably feeling just all the fatigue. It's been such an exciting couple of weeks for them with the Governor's Cup. But we were able to bring the cup with us to the city council meeting and formally proclaim May 4th as Young Leaders in Action Day of recognition for those young people and everything they've done in the community. And, you know, it never gets old to sit next to them and watch them do this, because you just feel you're in the room with future greatness with these kids. I mean, they're just doing so much at a young age, and they're so composed and so mature. So it's always an honor. I mean, one of the kids asked me, they said, you know, where does the cup go now? And I'm like, it's like the Stanley Cup. We're going to celebrate this thing for a year. We got this in the community for a year, and you guys know how that feels. You know, it's not going to go in the basement somewhere. We're going to share it with the community, because that's really what helped us get there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tell me about the event that took place this weekend out at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel.
You know, it was a great day on Sunday. We had the theme was the Roaring Twenties, and it was our May Showcase and Gallery Walk, where all the leaders came together of all the kids from Young Leaders in Action, and obviously Dr. Sherrod and the Community Foundation and the board members came, and we really got to see what these kids are doing, what their future plans are, and it's the first time since I stepped into my role that I got to see everybody at once. I've had interactions with the kids, you know, in small group settings and some of the things they do in the community. But to have 130 kids there, and you've got outgoing kids, you know, it was a closing, kind of a bittersweet moment, because we had Grace Pugh, who's the YLIA president there, who's going on Notre Dame, you know, here in the fall. And it's kind of her swan song. You know, she's saying goodbye. She's passing the torch, and she's passing on to another powerhouse, you know, Brandon Condritz, who's over at Mount Zion. And you can just tell there's not going to be a gap. You know, I don't think they're going to allow anything to fall between the cracks. They're not going to rest on the laurels. I walked through a meeting because they kicked the adults out after they did the showcase, and they had their own meeting. And somebody, I walked through to get my bag, and somebody said, "Come on, guys, we're not going to stop. We got to keep going." And they were talking about plans for what they're doing next. So I think those kids just deserve all the credit they're getting. It's just an amazing group.
Yeah, it really is. And not only future leadership, I mean, leadership in the present. You know, the way they're so hands-on and everything they do is absolutely amazing to me. I know that we want to talk a little bit about the Community Works Grant. The portal opened back in April. I believe tomorrow is the deadline. Is that correct?
Tomorrow is at midnight. We closed down the portal. Applications are no longer accepted. I've looked in a little bit to see where everybody's at, so I'm encouraging everybody, you know, if you haven't finished up your application, please go in. This is not something that you really just want to jump in and take 5 minutes to do. It takes a little bit of research. It's not a federal grant, but there is some thought that has to be put into this. There is some documentation, and I don't open anybody's grant until, you know, we close everything, but I do kind of check to see, you know, what names are in, what kind of projects people put in. And so far, there's going to be some, it looks like some really good stuff. There's a lot of groups that are going after this funding, and it's definitely impactful. We're talking $234,000, that could go potentially to one group or be split among several groups with really good proposals. The committee's going to have a really tough job to decide, you know, where this funding goes.
All right, and then I understand the award recipients will be announced on June 1st. You can go to MaconCountyGives.org to get the application portal. And once again, midnight tomorrow, the deadline. What types of nonprofit organizations are you looking for? I mean, just give me some parameters on what it is, types of things that you're looking to fund.
Well, the focus this year is workforce development and education. So any group, whether it's a standard nonprofit, a government group, a religious group, or a school institution can apply for this if they're a nonprofit. And the emphasis is going to be on, you know, preference is given to grants with racial equity because we're really trying to address that this year. So those kind of projects that kind of uplift the community are going to be what the committee is looking for.
All right, Tony, what will you do to celebrate? I know you today is officially the day we celebrate Young Leaders in Action, but you're a comics and a sci-fi guy. What are you going to do on May the 4th be with you? You do anything Star Wars geeky at all today?
I think my daughter would be absolutely just mortified if I didn't do something. Maybe watch a prequel. maybe kick back and watch a prequel. I feel like I can relax now. You know, I was in the presence of greatness all weekend with these kids, so I'm looking forward to kind of relaxing tonight. This will be a slow night for me after everything that's happened in the last 48 hours, so I'm really looking forward to just kicking back and watching a favorite tonight.
All right. Well, Tony, enjoy your time with your family. Thank you for all you do for the community. Once again, you can go to MaconCountyGives.org to look for the Community Works Grant portal, and it will be done tomorrow midnight. $234,000 in total funding for these grants, and the award recipients will be announced on June 1st. So, you know, there's still time, although it's not a five-minute process. You know, you think about, you got the rest of the day, you got all day tomorrow until midnight. If you're out there thinking about having a hand in getting people to careers, the conversation Nick and I were having, you know, a little earlier after visiting with Reverend Courtney Carson, you know, there's ways to get involved and ways to help and help funding that through the Macon County gives.org website. So check it out. Very, very cool. I feel like, you know, because we do so many interviews every week, and I love doing it, and I don't think you can hit it enough because there's so many great things out there that maybe they don't get the publicity they deserve, and people would rather argue on Facebook about whether or not we have too many Mexican restaurants. That seems to be sort of the priority for people today. I don't understand.
Sorry.
What?
It's so funny that, I mean, people get so fired up about it. I eat it, all of them. I love them.
Okay, turn your mic up just a little bit. Here's the thing that I don't understand about that. And it's just a sample of sort of the negativity on social media. First of all, I hate when media outlets do some sort of polling question. Like you're just inviting this kind of thing because you're not voting to open a restaurant.
Right.
You know, I mean, I hate to go back to simple supply demand, you know, conversations about the economy. There's not a royal we that opens up a restaurant. There's a business owner or a franchisee or somebody willing to put their own money and savings and hard work behind what they see is a demand side of things, and so they'll open it and take the risk, and many of them close, and the pandemic has been horrible, you know, for everyone, particularly in that arena of hospitality and, you know, restaurants and bars. But you don't vote things in. I mean, that's, you know, so when you ask the question, what would you like to see, there is a false narrative there that somehow you have control outside of you doing the thing, which would be open your own restaurant.
Right. Which is no small task, no, as you just described. I mean,
even without a pandemic, there is an evolutionary cycle to, you know, not a lot of places stick around for 20 or 30 years. You know, many do, but not a lot. And it is one of the toughest businesses there are. I mean, you know, bar none. But the idea that, and once again, back to this royal we, like, oh, we need another. You're missing the point.
Right. Yeah, there's plenty of positive. Somebody wants to bring their business to Decatur. Somebody wants to add to your economy, wants to give you an option, which might even be the best of all options if you give it a shot.
But when did we as people in general think that we ought to have a say in that?
That is so weird. It is so weird because, it's, I mean, if somebody else wanted that opportunity, they would have absolutely, you know, purchased the property and put it in there.
Listen, it doesn't mean that everybody that starts a business has a great idea or they're going to succeed. But the idea that you have some sort of vote in it is a strange new kind of thing, right? I mean, here's the answer. When do we have too many Mexican restaurants in Decatur? When there's not enough demand to support the supply.
Right. Exactly right.
That's it. And why would that irritate you?
I'm on the exact opposite end of this. I love Mexican food. I'll eat it three times a day.
But this isn't even about that.
It's not.
Sort of like, why does it make you angry? B, why do you think you have a say in it? And then if they do open and you don't like it, no one's forcing you to go. I mean, where's the loss in this for you? Where's the outrage?
Well, I think you're more mad that that building has been empty for so long. No, I'm being silly there. It's like you hope for something else. Guess what? That didn't happen. Be happy that somebody wants to come to your community and do business. I mean, it's going to help out in the long run.
Or somebody wants to start a business that's already here or expand upon a business or whatever. I'm not talking about anything in specific. I'm just in general when you have this kind of thing. And we talked about this earlier with the mayor. When the polio vaccine was created, you know, in 1955, people still held scientists and doctors and medical experts in such high regard that they trusted their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And now that has been watered down because everyone has an opinion about everything, whether they have any knowledge of it, whether they have any empirical data, where they have, I mean, it has just become everybody weigh in on everything.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
And the Mexican restaurant thing is just a simple way to illustrate it.
Yeah.
I love the Mexican restaurants too. They're affordable. The food is plentiful and it's good. And if it's a business model that makes sense, it will work. And the answer to how many do you need is I don't know how big is the demand. That's as simple a math as I can give you.
Right. Yeah. As many of them that want to keep their doors open successfully is about where it needs to be.
Right. And life is always going to work that way.
Yep.
But the royal we is just a funny thing. A, you're not speaking for me. So, you know, you take me out of your we.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of other people that enjoy these restaurants. And oh, great. Just what we need. What does that mean when you say we?
What does it hurt? But this isn't public works. We're not talking about data infrastructure or sewage or traffic flow or anything like that. It's a business.
Not that you have any more knowledge about any of those things than you do about Mexican restaurants.
But it's closer to we, I guess.
I suppose. I think this is the downside of having instant gratification through instant communication through large mass audiences is that everyone is entitled to their opinion. I'm not suggesting that you're not. But my question would be to you, you know, what expertise are you bringing to this when you're just mad that a Mexican restaurant is opening?
It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense, honestly.
But you see the same characters, the same people doing this on every single topic from vaccines to Howard Buffett to Mexican restaurants. The often wrong, never uncertain crowd.
Oh, absolutely. Confidently incorrect.
Yes. Own it. I saw a couple of posts like that yesterday with the Buffett story. We had Tom Schneider in. If you'd actually like to listen to someone who knows Howard well and has been with him throughout all these years in law enforcement, you know, maybe you would, I would think you would tend to trust that person who's had eyes on, hands on, side by side, on calls, you know, in the heat, in the bureaucracy, in the budgetary side, you know, that opinion would matter to you more than someone who just simply posts money talks.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't really know. You know, it's like my first thought to this whole thing was didn't even get as far as to thinking about it being Howard, just that it was like, oh, good, somebody else wants to make a difference in the community. Not, and that's not a slight on Tony or Jim Root or anybody else, not at all. Just these days, people willing to put themselves out there to even try to do something is becoming increasingly more rare, you know. And so my first thought was, all right, that's another equality human being wanting to do more for Decatur. That, you know, and that's not even setting him next to, again, those other two or anything other than, all right, cool. I'm happy that people are still willing to try when all the data out there tells you, man, you better have rhino skin.
Yes. That's particularly in this field, yeah, of employment and still that we have to depend on the men and women in uniform to keep communities safe and to do all the things that they have to do in maybe the hardest time ever to do it. And that doesn't mean there's not other sides of that story. Mm-hmm. It just means you, if you're being realistic, you know, how many people right now are going, yeah, that sounds like a career path I want to go down.
Oh yeah. And even more specifically to this office that has been so hotly contested still, you know, a couple of years down the road.
And division in the ranks and people. Yeah. Yes, there's a lot of that that plays into it. But to assume, you know, what does this say about us, you know, as a community that so many people want to assume some negative intent?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we learned the exact opposite in our presentation is to, in fact, I talked about that in school yesterday. You know, if, you know, just give people a shot to see what they're trying to do that might be benefiting.
Lay some wisdom on me, Mr. Smith. What were you throwing down for the youngsters?
I mean, to oversimplify it, it was the idea that another teacher had done something that, in terms of like a grading policy or something, and the kids took it as a slight. Okay. And I said, well, wait a minute. There's got to be another side to this. They're not just trying to, you know, railroad you here at the end. Think about it from the other's perspective. See why they would do that and how that could be an opportunity for you. And you know, and it rang true to them. I said, and that might be the case that, you know, they were trying to do something good. At the end of the day, you might be wrong and they were just being spiteful. I mean, that's the harm of it. But, you know, just sometimes you have to step back and go, hey, there's might be some positive that can come from this. And there's certainly a reason why it landed where it landed.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. So I want to get into this a little bit about the motivation that I hear from people who put towards Howard, who have never met him or don't know anything about him at all. And there's some obvious questions that come out of that train of thought. Like, what does he benefit? You know what I mean? Like, there's, unless you're just buying into the whole Austin Powers mini-me concept of, you know, what is it that he personally benefits from trying to do good? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's showers. Rain is a possibility all throughout the day, a high of 60. Tonight we've got a 40% chance of rain up until 10 p.m. It'll start out cloudy and then clear up as the night goes on and a low about 43. Wednesday is the bright spot, sunny with a high of 64. And Thursday we've got a 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:27.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Hello, this is Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making at the Community Foundation of Macon County. For over 20 years, our donors have generously given back to help change the lives of thousands of area residents. The Community Works grant application is now open to support two vital areas here in Macon County for improvements in workforce development and education, with over $234,000 awarded to impact the quality of life for everyone in our community. If you are a registered not-for-profit, church, or school with a project needing funding in either of these crucial areas, go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. For more information about the Community Works program, call me at 217-429-3000. Go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. Grant recipients will be announced June 1st. Together, we uplift and strengthen our community.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. City crews will be mowing the hillsides of the underpass in the 1200 to 1700 blocks of North Brush College Road beginning today, weather permitting. This work will cause the closure of the northbound lane in the 1200 to 1700 blocks of North Brush College Road starting at 8 a.m. and will continue till approximately 2 p.m. today. Flaggers, signs, and cones will be present to direct traffic. Motorists should slow down, use extreme caution, and should expect delays through the work zone. About one-third of the food and beverages we consume depend on pollinators. Pollinators also contribute to plant and animal diversity in our natural areas. Learn how to attract pollinators to your garden with Illinois Extension educator Ken Johnson. Attracting Pollinators to Your Garden, a Zoom event, will be from noon to 1 p.m. on May 18th. Following the presentation, Piatt County Master Gardeners will share information about pollinator pockets. For information on registration, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The FDA expected to greenlight the Pfizer vaccine for kids as young as 12 by next week. Meanwhile, new cases edging lower.
The U.S. added more than 49,000 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours and 477 more deaths. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says capacity limits for events can be expanded if there are designated COVID-19 vaccination sections.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And the divorce of Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates from wife Melinda will be the biggest division of assets since the divorce of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos.
Gates is reportedly the largest owner of farmland in the country with 242,000 acres across 19 states. They also own a string of mansions, including their main home in Washington State, worth an estimated $130 million.
Fox's Carly Shimkus. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we're going to have some showers and a high near 60. Tonight, 40% chance of more rain up until 10 p.m. Cloudy during the evening and then clearing as it goes on. Low around 43. For Wednesday, it's going to be nice and sunny with a high of 64. And Thursday, we've got a 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
you're streaming a lot nowadays, right? I mean, who isn't? Well, get this. If you have Xfinity Internet, you get a Flex 4K streaming box for free. Get thousands of awesome shows, movies, and streaming apps all in one place. Craving the next nail-biting episode of The Flight Attendant on HBO Max? Done. How about gravity-defying action with The Mandalorian on Disney Plus? Done. Oh, and if that wasn't cool enough, use the Xfinity voice remote to instantly find what you want to watch faster. Or if you want it all, get Xfinity X1. You get live sports and can watch your DVR from anywhere. Xfinity, it's a better way to watch. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, now with double the speed. Plus, get a Flex 4K streaming box for free. Call, click, or visit a store today. Ends 5/2021. Restrictions apply. Subscriptions required to access streaming services, including Disney+. New performance starter Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After term regular rates apply. One Flex device included. We're back here on a Tuesday. The question as we move into the next year and the sheriff's race. There's oddly, you know, still the fact that we haven't really determined who won the last election.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're, you know, the time has flown so much in the context of that.
Yes, and if you throw the pandemic into the middle of that, which disrupted, you know, court services and everything else, I mean, it certainly caused even more of a delay. So set that aside. The idea that money talks, or, you know, people who just live life through bullet points, what is the frustrating thing for me over the last number of years is that unless someone agrees with someone 100% of the time, their motivation has to be bad.
Yeah, there's been an increase in that for sure. I don't think it's always the case, but there's definitely been an increase of it for sure.
I remember when the announcement was made for the creation of the Community Cares Campus and to put $70, $80 million of investment to give people, like that we were talking to with Reverend Courtney Carson a little while ago, you know, second chances in life, third chances, get clean, get employed, get your children back, become productive members of society. Facebook was full of theories that somehow this was a money-making thing for him. Like, I mean, like that he was going to get rich off this. Now, I mean, it seems like if you see something like that, that 99.9% of the people that see that would go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense on any level.
But yet it would spread like wildfire throughout social media, or it was going to bring all these bad elements to town or cause crime or X, Y, or Z, or somehow. And maybe this is more about the user's own perception of themselves projecting onto other people, is that there's bad intent, meaning that you can't see why anyone would just do the right thing to help people. You have to subscribe the way your mind works, that there's got to be bad motives attached.
Yeah, I think you have a lot of that. And then you also have people that maybe not necessarily looking at it as just evil or, you know, bad, but more so different. Like, hey, you know, if I had that money, I would have done it this way. And that's how they should have done it. And so they're casting out what they think they would do from the sideline, but they're not in the same situation to do it. So
there's only two problems with that scenario.
Mm-hmm, yep.
A, you don't.
Right.
And B, even if you did, doesn't make you right.
Exactly right. Yeah. But it's easy to say and to forecast and to just look. And so I think people are bringing their own stuff, to your point, to it. So I'm with you.
Yeah, there's some of that. And there has been an uptick in people in general telling other people what to do with their charity. And I mean, and that's been around.
Yeah.
It's louder now than it's ever been. But I can remember going back to the original days of the food drive, and there would be people go, why don't you do this? And it's not like a suggestion. It's not like, hey, have you ever thought about this? This might be a cool thing. It's a demand. And I can tell you, it's one of the most offensive things that I find is like, okay, so you want to tell me, you're not doing anything, but you want to tell me what I should do with my charity.
Right. And it, as if your problem doesn't also exist in the world too.
But it's just so uncouth. I mean, it is like beyond just sort of Emily Post kind of like we have no manners anymore. It is tacky beyond belief.
Yeah. Simply put, yes.
I mean, it is. But that's annoying. My question is, what is the motivation? If you want to go all, like, and forget the force being with you, you want to go all Sith and find the evil motivation behind it, what does he gain?
And this is how I like to think. I like to play out the hand, get to it.
Play it out.
I can't get to anything other than, you know, just a personal agenda of some sort of mini.
Okay, so now let's walk through the community cares campus. $80 million, so that people of any income level, of any status in life, can have the best treatment that mostly was available to very rich, powerful people at $40,000-$50,000 a month, in places that 90% of the population wouldn't be able to knock on the front door. What's the motivation?
It all just gets knocked down. I mean, it just gets knocked down. Each of these major initiatives just knock down anything other than pressing his ideology on us, which is a good ideology to have.
No, and so the motivation that I know is the personal stories of the encounters. Correct. With people who have OD'd and family members that have lost kids, this whole fentanyl thing, which is, you know, getting increasingly worrisome, overdoses, accidental overdoses. These are not suicides, but the idea that, hey, I have this thing that I can actually point at this problem with the resources included to maybe do it different than they're doing at other places, and let's try it. No guarantee that it will work. But in the meantime, what's the byproduct of that? Thousands of jobs and a ripple effect in the economy, mm-hmm. because you got to build all of it. And then we've had success story after success story and a lot of failures. It's one of those things. It's like law enforcement right now. It's not an easy thing to solve. I mean, there's a lot of equations. But if your thought process begins with he's somehow gaining, I would ask you to dig a little deeper into your argument and tell me what it is that he's gaining.
That's exactly right. And we are starting to see some success stories coming out of some of these programs. And we are starting to see other communities visit Decatur and take notes and model things and ask for assistance and guidance. I mean, it's overwhelmingly positive, and particularly for people, like you pointed out, that didn't have a shot at overwhelmingly positive. Didn't even have a shot at it.
Yeah, and then you go over to Johns Hill and you see what's happening there. And I can tell you without a doubt that the driving force in that conversation was the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. Yes, the city's involved. Yes, the school district's involved. But it would not have happened without him. What does he gain by improving an entire neighborhood, a brand new school, a brand new park, all working together with three major organizations? You take out that private funding part. That project doesn't happen. What does he gain?
It just doesn't make sense. And if you take it, if you zoom out a little bit and you realize that somebody with, you know, seemingly unlimited resources, they could spend them around the world and does in positive way, still chooses to be in your community, wants to sign up to be a public servant, whether the most qualified or not, I mean, but certainly qualified enough to run and to make a difference. The vote will tell you what the community thinks about that. But to give continually to the medical, to the educational, to all the core pillars of our community to make a difference, it's just he could do that anywhere or not do of it at all.
That's exactly. Or say, hey, I've done enough
I'm
a lifetime. Yeah. Then we go to the Devon Amphitheater. You know, and I know last year was a year that no one wanted. But go back to that first year and every single show. You and I were almost at all mm-hmm. of them, or the vast majority of them throughout the summer. That quality of life.
That hasn't been experienced in that way in this community in decades, if ever.
Yes. What does he gain out of that? You know what he did that entire first year? He brought Devon to one show, and I believe it was the band from Russia, the Chicago band. And we were able to sort of sneak him in, because he wanted Devon to see it because he wanted to name it after her, which turned out to be a great name for the,
that's great.
The whole thing. And they stayed for a little bit and they left. And we put him someplace where he wouldn't be hassled, because people just, he wanted her to be able to enjoy it and see what he had, and that was it. So what does he gain out of that? And then you go back and you ask all of those same questions to the community. What did the community gain by building this community cares campus? What's the community going to gain out of the entire revitalization of this Johns Hill neighborhood? What does the community gain out of having the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater? You know, and on and on and on, hundreds of millions of dollars. It's completely lopsided. We're the ones that gain.
See, I disagree with you, Brian, that it's lopsided, because here's why. Because he's chosen to be a member of the community, he gains on the other side. So even though the expenditures go out on one side, he gains in the way that you and I do and everybody in Decatur does, because this is where he is. We gain because he and he gains.
Yeah, but that's part of what he's part of the we I'm talking about gaining. It's just, you just take Howard G. Buffett's citizen, yeah, then he's in with everybody else.
Yeah, the foundation itself is at a net loss financially because of all the
And then, you know, some of the experiences around the world. I cannot tell you what an eye-opening experience was to go to El Salvador and to see what he's doing down there. And the poverty and the violence there, I mean, I know we have our share of what's going on here, but it is unrecognizable. And the lack of resources and the lack of and what he is doing in places like that in Africa and other places, you come back a little angry at America because you think, man, we have the resources. We just get our act together and quit fighting with each other. We could do things that there's no way they could do in El Salvador without help from organizations like the Howard G. Buffett Foundation.
Yeah, it's a different world. I mean, legitimately, you know, to have the ability to, you know, lean on each other and put together our collective resources, some of which have way more than others, but we can solve some problems here. There aren't resources to really be had over there. There's no leaning on to each other in places that don't have the things that we have. And so I could imagine that being entirely frustrating, you know, for us to sound
whiny. All I'm saying is vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
This is not me doing a campaign pitch for him. I'm just saying to the armchair quarterbacks that love to lay it all on the line on social media, extend your logic out more than just a bullet point and literally tell me what motivation you think there is and how does he gain?
Yeah, what's the scheme?
Yeah. And there's always in some people's mind a scheme. I mean, everything that gets done, right? I mean, we just had this young woman working towards her Eagle Scout status with the Boy Scouts, and she paints this mural, and then somebody's got a problem with her motivation. And they go out and they deface it. All she wanted to do was help. All she wanted to do was spread some joy and some art and give people a smile. That was the motivation. What does she have to gain? But that's what people do. And in some ways, it's what they've always done. It's just amplified now by everyone being able to comment on every single thing and assign their own motivation to it. And I'd ask you to look in the mirror. This negativity is starting within you. And the bad you're looking for in other people, maybe you ought to do a little inward looking, a little soul searching, and have a little self-awareness. We'll take a break. Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent. You're like me, striving to make sense of what seems like a culture gone crazy with far too many crazies. And I wonder, where did they all come from? And why did they just show up now? I've hosted WSOY's Direct Line since 2005. I'm clergy. Yep, a preacher. A preacher with all sorts of questions and queries that probably echo your thoughts, public and private. I might even have some questions you've not considered, particularly about the crazies. On Direct Line, we examine the stuff of the day, seeing if there's any religious link to what's occurring in our community, around the globe, the sorts of questions those events bring to us, including the crazies. And I'm interested in what you think, too, so join me each Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. on News Talk 1340 AM WSOY and 103.3 FM with streaming and podcasts available at nowdecatur.com. We'll chat about this and that and that and this, striving to make some sense of the crazies in your life, my life, and even the really wild crazies the other crazies don't understand.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning. Today's refresh, focusing on Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And there's even a Star Wars drink recipe in there if you would like to check it out. And as Lindsay sums up, you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to embrace the Force. Just go with it. And if you don't yuck our yum. Speaking for nerds everywhere.
Absolutely. I'm with it. I love May the 4th.
Okay, so will you do anything specific to the day?
Yeah, a few things. So, one, some friends are getting married today. So, because of
that's an unusual because of this day.
Yeah, it's easy to remember that. So, doing that, I'm going to check out The Bad Bunch and some of that extra new content that's up on Disney Plus today.
What is The Bad Bunch?
That new animated series that starts today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I will probably also put together my Lego Millennium Falcon if I can find time and maybe order some Star Wars stuff. So, yeah, I'm kind of all in.
All right. I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm assuming our guy had the Millennium Falcon at one point. And that didn't seem like a one-day build.
Maybe I'll pick a smaller kit. I have a few that I haven't done yet. So
I just recall that being a fairly lengthy project.
Yeah, we'll see how early I get done with my work. And if it's late, we'll do Kylo Ren's shuttle then probably.
All right. Also in the refresh today, which you can sign up for, by the way, for free on the opt-in page at nowdecatur.com, there's a USA Today article from 2019 ranking the definitive ranking of all 11 Star Wars movies. Now, is there universal agreement on this, or are there factions?
There's factions, but by and large, people are pretty salty at the original or the second trilogy, and a lot of people don't like the first and third of the last trilogy. So I think the old school ones get the top billing in almost every list.
All right, I'm looking 11th Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace from 1999 would be 11 on this particular list.
Oh.
Number 10 would be Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones from 2002. Number 9 would be Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith from 2005.
Yep.
Number 8 would be Rogue One, A Star Wars Story from 2016. Number 7 was Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker from 2019. Number 6 is Solo, A Star Wars Story. I actually enjoyed that a lot more than what critics would have you believe.
Yeah, it was really, really good, and fans generally tend to like it.
And Donald Glover was great as Lando Calrissian.
Of course.
Number 5 is Star Wars The Last Jedi from 2017 on this ranking list. Number 4 was Star Wars Return of the Jedi from 1983. Number 3 was Star Wars The Force Awakens from 2015. Really, really good. Number 2 was Star Wars from 1977, the original. And the number 1, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back from 1980. That's the ranking according to a couple of Star Wars fan bases as far as, you know, from top to bottom.
Yeah, 1 and 2 is the Godfather argument. You know, it's like you can't go wrong with the first two movies, but you might have your preference. And in this case, people have the sequel going as number one.
And it is such a limited crowd of those kind of examples. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like The Godfather, Godfather 2, and Star Wars. And as far as I'm concerned,
that's
the only two in the conversation about having the argument over which is better, the original or the sequel.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I like the original first, Episode 4, which is the first of the movies, probably the most. And then I like this new trilogy, the first one. I loved the homage and the rebuild of it. I loved it.
And the surprising thing, though, is, you know, that the original two still remain the most popular, mm-hmm. even though many people in this universe were not around for those. You know, when yeah. they, I mean, I went to the theater and saw those in the sixth grade, right? So that is an indelible impression. It's like when you have the sports debates and people that never saw Mickey Mantle play, right. you know, don't put him on the list because their worldview is only their worldview. This is one of the few lists that you see that something that dates back to 1977 is still right there, one or two.
Yeah, this whole universe is carefully curated and brought back and reintroduced and all of that, so it's still living and breathing. It wasn't left in the 70s.
All right, well, may the 4th be with you. We'll take one last break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today we've got showers and a high near 60. Tonight there's a 40% chance of rain, mainly up until 10 p.m. It'll be cloudy and then clear with a low of 43. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 64. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:54. This look at your weather brought to you by Woods Basement Systems, serving central Illinois for all things basement-y.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Spring into fashion with Shop on Main. This boutique in downtown Decatur is ready for spring with fabulous colors, easy-to-wear styles, and a fantastic selection of apparel, gifts, and accessories. If you're back in the office, dining out with friends, or attending events, you will look and feel your best when you're dressed in style from Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. At 407 North Main or 24/7 online at shop-on-main.com. And don't forget Mom on Mother's Day, May 9th. Awesome Mother's Day gifts available at Shop on Main.
This has been a long, cold winter, so start thinking spring and spring projects and how Moroa Lumber can help. I'm Jen Wood, and I'm inviting you to bring your spring to-do list into Moroa Lumber. Whether it's windows or siding replacement, updating your deck, or building a new home, Moroa Lumber has top-quality building materials to get your job done. Plus, don't forget about our rental center to help you with any project. We rent anything from lawn and garden equipment to drywall lifts. For all of your spring project needs, remember Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Market appreciation coupled with low inventory and strong buyer demand makes now the perfect time to sell your home. If your home is market ready and priced appropriately, it's selling fast. Get a jump on the spring market and give us a call at 217-875-0555 or visit brinkotter.com today to connect with one of our highly experienced agents. Our technology, experience, and network are your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. brinkotter.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Don't forget to get to stmega.com. We'll be giving away our Winning Wednesday 2 tickets tomorrow. You can check out the Now Decatur Facebook page to enter. Wayne Kent will be with us tomorrow as well. We got a big action-packed show planned. I'm getting excited. Are you feeling good about the $100,000? You got a vibe at all about that?
I haven't tapped into it, but I've got some tickets in there, and I might even stuff another one right at the end just for fun.
It's crazy the way superstition works that way, right?
Yeah.
Just knock yourself out. Do whatever it is. But it goes to support a great cause. You can buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free. Buy five, get five free right now by calling 217-875-7950 or go to stmega.com. And the only way you can win is to actually buy a ticket, or you could win two. We'll be announcing the winner of those two free tickets tomorrow morning around 8:20. So, as always, we appreciate you get to the Now Decatur Facebook page and give it a shot. All you have to do is like, comment, and, of course, feel free to share. We've got a big action-packed week tomorrow. We're going to start the day hopefully with a little sunshine, which will make it that much better. And hopefully you stay dry today, and we really thank you for being here. Do something positive today, you know. Celebrate Star Wars. How important was this? to those 11 movies.
It gets me going. It's my favorite moment in theaters, period.
That opening, you know, with the destroyer coming in, and it felt like it was just miles long. You'd never seen anything like that in a movie theater.
Exactly.
Sixth grade for me.
Still
into
works.
The summer between the fifth and sixth grade. Absolutely. May the 4th be with you. Have a great day, and we will see you all tomorrow morning, bright and early. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group and available at Dadicator.com or wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Yesterday, the Illinois Department of Public Health announced 2,049 new cases of COVID-19, including 28 additional deaths. The Macon County Health Department reported 68 additional cases of COVID-19 since Friday. Macon County has now had a total of 10,580 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. The state may be able to soon enter the bridge phase of COVID-19.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.